Our first reading says, God is not in the earthquake, but God is in the breath. He's everywhere. That's important. As we see in the gospel, the story of Peter and his desire to be God, it's important for us to understand when we cross the line and we go from believing in God, having faith in God, to trying to be God. What would have changed if Peter could have walked on water? People would have said, oh, look at Peter, isn't he great? And he could say, I'm just like Jesus. Instead, Peter can't walk on water because God is God and does what God does, and human beings are human beings and do what we do. Jesus says to Peter, you of little faith. None of us would ever want that said of us. But faith in God is to believe in God's plan, not to change it. Peter tried to change it. He tried to become more than he was. He tried to become powerful like God. He tried to own the power of God by being able to request it. I do it all the time. Saturday night comes and I pray I'll win the lottery, that God will listen to me and he'll change the numbers. And even though I didn't buy a ticket, they'll call me and say, you won. See, we try to take control and change who God is by believing we are more than we really are. We are invited to have faith in God, and that's a gift. It's offered to us, but we have to receive it. And it doesn't become our nature. It doesn't become who we are. It becomes an expression of how we believe and how we live. This gospel is given to us so that we can truly understand that God has come to be with us always. He's in everything. And when we learn to identify God in everything, not that he belongs to the nature of it, but he's present, and if that thing chooses to be a reflection of God's plan, then it works. But the thing can't become God. We can't let objects take on an identity they don't have. This great lesson is given to us as we celebrate a baptism during Mass. We come to acknowledge that God is present with us, and we pray for this child that through the example of parents and godparents and friends and all of us, this child may come to experience the God who is alive with us. We don't say God is in this child. God is with this child. You and I are invited to have faith in God's presence, in his love for us, in his forgiveness. Not to own it so we can make wishes and have them come true like walking on water, but to continue to honor the glory of God by doing God's will, not having God do our will. These distinctions are valuable for us as we try to ask ourselves, have I become a person of faith? There are a lot of people who want to believe in God if whatever they ask, they can have. Well, the scripture tells us those words, but they are about fulfilling God's plan, not about fulfilling my plan and how I want things to be. We want it said of us that we are people of great faith. That means letting go and surrendering and following God's plan in our lives. We can't change it. We can't make it our plan. We surrender into God's plan, and no one knows what that is. We can recognize it when we see it, when we live with the glory of God, when we see the glory of God in the things around us, in the people around us. And in that moment, truly God becomes present to all of us. As we listen to the words of the baptism, Let us identify the journey of faith that this child is invited to take with their family, and let us identify that we choose to be people of faith.